During this month in Antarctica, Australia is doing some surprise inspections of the bases run by foreign powers in the almost 6 million square kilometres of territory that's claimed by Australia. The checkups come as countries jockey for influence and the frozen continent grapples with the pressure of an increasing number of tourists. Kim Ellis is the director of the Australian Antarctic Division.
Yeah, Antarctica is one of the most important parts of Australia's environmental analysis and responsibilities. And the Antarctic it's the air conditioner of the world. So each time we go down, we see something different and the climate and the environment continues to change. I was first down there in 1979-80. And so what I see every time I go down there is changes both in the environment and the human activity on the site. So my next trip, I'll be down there undertaking a series of Antarctic Treaty inspections, so the formal inspections, and a number of official visits to different stations throughout East Antarctica.
What changes in activity or compliance are you actually looking for when you're inspecting these foreign bases that lie within Australia's territory?
Each of the stations is controlled and operated by an independent country, and they work within the guidelines and boundaries of the Antarctic Treaty. And it sets broad parameters in terms of, you know, peaceful and scientific utilization, so that they're not militarized, that they're undertaking meaningful scientific activities, that the equipment on the stations is there for those purposes. The second major aspect we're looking for is in terms of environmental compliance. They're minimizing the impact of the human footprint on the Antarctic continent.
China has several stations within Australia's territory. Will you be visiting those?
So we don't talk about the stations we're going to visit prior to the visits. We'll be visiting a number of different nations as we undertake these inspections. And then at the conclusion of the inspection tour, we'll notify publicly the stations we visited, and we'll table then reports at the Antarctic Treaty Consultative Meeting being held in Helsinki in 2020.
I know you don't want to identify which bases are going to be inspected, but there would be some who would suggest that we really do need to check up on what China is doing in Antarctica, because if you look at the record, for example, of China's activities in the South China Sea, why wouldn't we want to be checking up on them in Antarctica?
I think the inspection process gives us a chance to look at as many nations are as logistically possible in East Antarctica, and the same issues apply in terms of our inspection on every nation. So we don't look at any particular nation in an individual process. We have a checklist that looks at the requirements of the Antarctic Treaty, and we look at every nation that we inspect through the same lens. Are their operations appropriate? Are they undertaking scientific research of a high quality? Are they undertaking the operations in a peaceful way? So are they militarized or not militarized? Are they managing the environment to ensure that they have the minimum footprint? That means, you know, waste management and sewerage and the appropriate management of fuels and other materials. We are looking at every nation.
There's also a lot of pressure from tourism in Antarctica. Numbers have increased in recent years, tens of thousands of people travelling there each year. How much pressure is that going to put on the continent?
I think tourism is one of the most significant issues we'll have to deal with over the next 5 to 10 years. The impact is much greater in West Antarctica because it's much more accessible. So the access through South America and into the West Antarctic Peninsula, it's closer, it's more accessible. But it will grow and it will come into East Antarctica as well. And if you just look on the horizon to see the number of Antarctic or polar specialty cruise vessels that are being built, you'll see that there's this growing trend. We already regulate tourism into East Antarctica, and so we put a very close lens over any applications we receive. And I would have to say that the tourism associations for Antarctica are very strong on compliance. They want to keep going there and they want to protect the environment.
Do you think there's going to need to be a cap placed on tourism numbers?
I think there's probably a range of strategies, and we're in the process of working those through. And I think we are going to have to continue to monitor very closely not just the numbers, but how they work. Are they burning the right fuels? Are they interfering with wildlife? You know, are they meeting all of the environmental protocols? It's an area that we are turning a very strong lens on, and I think it is going to be a challenge for the Antarctic to take the growth of tourism that will occur over the next 10 years.
That's the director of the Australian Antarctic Division, Kim Ellis.